Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
You know, I know, you know, everyone thinks we suck.
Talking heads in the media, talking about how this is the end of the dynasty, you're going to fall off a cliff and become a bum and all this stuff.
Tom Brady is going to be a bum in short order.
I was like, oh, I just can't. He, you know what, Skip, he rubbed me some kind of way with all this stuff.
We all know the blueprint to stop Tom Brady.
Tom Brady is a great quarterback. He's just not the greatest.
I hate that I come across as anti-Tom Brady. He's done, and people are afraid to say it.
So, and then, you know, other people think I'm giving a slap in the face because I say he's the third greatest quarterback of all time, because I don't do it all by rings. I just don't think that's fair.
He's the LOAT, the luckiest of all time.
It's like winning.
Right now.
What do you want for breakfast? My kid's like, Oreos. I'm like, go ahead.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Haters will be haters. We'll get to all of that. The Brady haters. We'll get to that a little bit later on at the 4 o'clock hour. It's good news today, boys. Some good news.
What's that?
Dr. Fauci this morning, some good news. You know the little tiny little doctor, Dr. Fauci?
Yeah, the Paisan.
Yep. He said he's starting to see glimmers that is actually bringing some dampening effects to the virus because of our distancing. So see that? We separated. Everybody separated.
Wait, a glimmer? What is that? A glimmer.
What is he basing that off of?
A glimmer, is that kind of like the
daily numbers?
The light at the end of the tunnel? Is that the translation?
Usually glimmer? Trump is the one that sits there and comes up with these things. This time Dr. Fauci is sitting there.
It's a glimmer of hope that the NHL can come back. It's a glimmer of hope that the Patriots could make the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, what are we basing it off of, Paisan?
I'm trying to figure it out.
I'm just trying to take any positivity. There's not an awful lot of positivity.
I tell you what, this is the best approach. This is what I've been just preaching in my household. One day at a time. That's it.
Ooh, I like that.
Mark that down. Yeah, cut that up there, Ryan.
Wait, nobody's ever heard that before.
No, it's a cliche, but it's never been truer. Truer words never been spoken.
Except you
get through today, and then you worry about tomorrow. You can't worry about 4 weeks from now, 2 months from now. You worry about today. That's it.
We're all day to day, if you think about
Thank
it.
Thank you. See? Mm-hmm.
Hey, why don't you get a T-shirt with a cat hanging off a branch and then use the caption, hang in there. Why don't you do that one, too?
I got my T-shirt. It's 2020, just suck a little. That's the T-shirt. Okay. That's my T-shirt. I want it made ASAP. I want it made yesterday.
Wasn't that also for the 2017 Boston Red Sox?
Yeah, it was going to be for the 2020 Red Sox, too. But, you know, I'm going to save it for the entire year. How's that?
I think it works in so many different levels and so many different situations. I think that's what makes it so perfect. Just suck a little. I don't need to get all dirty and go dark on you, but there's a ton of different ways you can use that phrase. So good. So positivity. There's a glimmer
positivity.
Of hope.
Do you wear a shower today, Fourier?
I did. I showered. I did not shave. I did not shave.
No, we're not shaving. No trimming of beards. No nothing. That's it.
I'm not doing it. I know Glenn is still, you know, keeping his mustache nice and tight.
I should probably take it down. You know? What the hell?
You know?
I want you to go full Greg
Stadler. Why not? Right?
Yeah, just take the whole thing off. That's what we really want. We want you to take the stash off.
Yeah. So we talked about this at the end of the program yesterday because we found out with breaking news that Chris Sale had undergone Tommy John surgery. And the reaction has been very interesting. There are a lot of people that have been piping off, and including some doctors, but a lot of people. And we got some reaction because we talked about it right at the end of the show, and it clearly deals with what we're dealing with right now. Now, in all fairness to Sale and the Red Sox, elective surgery is not illegal right now in the state of California. Now, the Mets have another problem because Syndergaard underwent surgery, same surgery, Tommy John surgery, a few days ago down in West Palm Beach. And in Florida, they have done away with elective surgery. You cannot do it unless it's an extreme emergency. So it's legal to do it. But was it ethical? Was it moral? Based on everything we're dealing with. I want to let you start, Lou, because you were the first one to sit there and say you did not have a problem with it. Now, you've seen social media. You've seen text and everything else. There are a lot of people that are pissed about it.
I understand.
Lou, the floor is yours.
And I do. I understand. I question some of the elective surgeries. You know, I mean, you see people dealing, you know, cancer, elective surgery. Like, I mean, if you need something, tumors taken out, you know, and because... to me, I look at elective surgery and you start thinking cosmetic, right? You think things like that, that, you know, can be just put off, you know. Oh, I got this schedule. I got whatever it might be. You can put those things off. I don't have a problem with this for the simple fact that, like, as you pointed out, there are no such restrictions in California.
Legal, right?
Okay. Neil Elitrosh, the doctor who was the third opinion for Chris Sale when he looked at his elbow. He's out there in L.A., works a lot of Dodgers. He's the other guy, Dr. James Andrews. And by the way, Dr. James Andrews is not doing Tommy John surgeries because he's out of Florida, and there's restrictions in the state of Florida, so he's not doing them.
I thought he was out of Alabama.
He's based out of Gulf Breeze, Florida, you know, for now, or right now, whatever. But it's not in California. So if you have a doctor that is willing to do the procedure in a state where it's not illegal to do the procedure, and you're an athlete, you're sitting there saying, okay, I'm going to go do the procedure. And then I have, you know, minimum 14, 15 months rehab. So I have an opportunity to go get this in a state that's still allowing it. So I'm going to go do it. I don't have a problem with that.
Well, I mean, I initially did. But once we found out that, I mean, California's still working and they're still, it's not against the law and, you know, people are having surgery. I don't have a problem with it either. I initially thought it was from a state that had shut down.
And they just snuck him in the back door.
He found some sort of loophole so he could get ahead of the scheduling, right? He didn't want to wait a month. He didn't want to be a month behind on the rehab. But under these circumstances, go ahead. Go ahead and get it 100 times over. I could care less whatsoever. To me, I thought it was like one of those, you know, special circumstances. We're going to treat you differently because you're a professional baseball player. That's what I thought. No, they didn't.
Did.
How?
Oh, sure. Absolutely did.
Okay. No, are you going to hold on? Are you going to explain how they treated him differently than you want to do it now? You want to do it after the break?
No, we'll do it after the break. Okay. And by the way, athletes get priority all the time. I told you about a situation where a loved one of mine really needed a test a couple weeks ago and was not given that test yet. The Celtics had no problem getting tests. Oklahoma City Thunder and Utah Jazz, nobody, professional athletes didn't have a problem. So I understand there is a pecking order, but don't tell me the pecking order didn't play into what happened with Chris Sale. And legally, you're right, he doesn't have a problem with it. Is it ethically moral? We get to that. We'll do all of that. And as I said, we got a great Brady Week episode today. The all-time Brady haters. All-time Brady haters. We'll do that later on. And we'll get to the phone calls coming up in the first hour as well at 617-779-7937 as we kick off. This is what, Tuesday? Tuesday edition. You never know. Tuesday edition of OML.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
How are non-symptomatic professional athletes getting tests while others are waiting in line and can't get them? Do the well-connected go to the front of the line?
Well, you'd have to ask them that question. I mean, I've read
No, I wouldn't say so, but perhaps that's been the story of life.
So, absolutely, that's the story of life. So, if you are special and you are a big-time celebrity or a big-time professional athlete, you do move to the front of the line. Do we not agree with that?
Well, okay, but yeah, in certain situations, but how is it? So, before the break, Lou and I both agree that, honestly, what the big deal is, state of California, they're doing these surgeries. There is no, anyone can go and get a surgery if they want it bad enough. So, you say no.
Yeah, I say that it's a bad look, and I get it. I understand how the world works, that if you are
special. It's a bad look, but should he be okay to do it? Yeah, it's a bad look.
You know what? If we were sitting down with Chris Sale right now, because we've spent enough time with the guy, and he's just a normal guy that I think sees through a lot of the BS that other guys have difficulty doing, I think he would probably look at it and say, why am I doing it? Because he doesn't want to be the guy that stands out, okay?
And if there's no restrictions in California now.
So what's the problem?
Then they're still doing elective surgeries in California.
Here's the problem.
He's just one of many.
The problem. They're not really doing much elective surgery. Matter of fact, Neil Elitrash is not doing much elective surgery. And I'll read for you out of this. He estimated that the Curlin Job Institute, where he works, has trimmed Tommy John surgeries by 90%. So in other words, any Tom, Dick, or Harry that needs Tommy John surgery is not getting it. But Chris Sale is going to get it because Chris Sale happens to be
I would say this.
Athlete.
If I need Tommy John surgery, I wouldn't expect to get it right now because I don't need my elbow.
Because you're not special.
So
you're
that would probably
point.
Be 90%. I don't need it for my profession. So, you know, if I'm just out there living and I got knee issues and I need to have my, you know, I get my knee scoped, I'm not going to get my knee scoped right
okay,
now.
Okay, I'm a construction worker, and I need Tommy John surgery because I can't go and lift anything on the job right now, and I'm making, you know, $52,000, and I'm going to be unemployed while the thing is healing. I've really got nothing for my family, and yet I'm being denied. I'm one of the 90% that are being denied the Tommy John surgery.
We don't know if you are or not. Maybe you're not.
While Chris Sale is getting it. Well, I'll read it for
10% of Tommy John's. I mean, that's, you know, okay, 10 people out of 100 who needed to get it done. I don't know if they're all, I mean, Sale got it done in California. Who are the other nine?
Well,
maybe
it's one out of ten.
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Okay, so he says that the potential surgeries have to be approved by the internal panel, okay? He also insisted that socioeconomic factors don't affect the decision-making. Please. Only if someone's livelihood is at risk if surgery is not performed. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that for Chris Sale, trying to get back to the playing field is important to him. But his $145 million that he's guaranteed, we know it's guaranteed in baseball, guys, it's not going away. His livelihood for the $145 million is not affected. The construction worker that can't go back to work right now, that needs to go back to work so we can put food on the table for his family under really trying times, guess what? His livelihood is really affected.
Listen, I don't think anyone's denying that, I know I'm not, that it's a bad look and that he is probably getting special treatment. What we're asking is, should Chris Sale have done it? And I'm sitting at Neil Elitrash, the guy that did the surgery, he said this earlier in the week, the San Francisco Chronicle. He said, I know I'm going to get criticized for taking care of these kinds of guys, but it's essential to their livelihoods. If you have somebody's career at stake and they lose two seasons instead of one, I would say that it's not a non-essential or unimportant elective procedure. So we could say all of these things, but if you were Chris Sale and you have a doctor in California that's willing to do it in a state where it's not illegal to do them right now, or they're still doing them, why would you say no?
I already said that. It's legal, but Dr. Andrews is sitting there.
So should he have done it?
He's quoted as saying,
you don't think he should have done it?
It's not ethical.
Do you think he should have done it?
Okay,
it's a yes or no answer.
Dr. Thomas Gill is doing the same thing.
No, he's
in
Massachusetts. Glenn, we just want you to answer the question, Glenn. Just a yes or no answer.
I'm trying to answer.
No, you're bringing it Thomas Gill. We don't care what Thomas Gill has to say. We want to know what you have to say. No, what do you have to say?
Doctor in Massachusetts,
I'm listening to those
shouldn't
other doctors.
Do it. Yeah, doctor in Massachusetts can't do it right now.
The other doctors are saying, no, you cannot do that in this time.
In this state.
It's not whether it's illegal or not. It's whether it's ethical or not.
So he shouldn't
That's
have done
what
it.
They're saying.
You're saying he shouldn't have done it then.
I don't think he and the Red Sox, I don't think Syndergaard should have done it with the Mets. I don't think any of these guys should have done it right now.
Well, Syndergaard,
Christian, wait a minute, you're laughing, but you're going to hear from people. There are people right now that can't get MRIs or CAT scans for tumors.
That's fine.
What are we talking about?
But my point is, I just wanted you to say it. Like you were just beating around the bush. That's all. I just want to know your position. So then we can sit there and have a debate.
It to you. I'll make it as clear as I can
for
you.
No. What I want you to do is stop beating around the bush.
Legally.
Wait, hold on. Am I the only person who realizes that Glenn had a really hard time just saying?
I did not have a hard time. You're not listening to what I'm saying.
Hold on.
I'm telling you legally,
Lou, did he have a hard time answering the question?
Again, Christian, there's a difference between legality and ethics.
He's dancing. It's like a TikTok right now.
There's no dancing. There's no dancing. Legally, he can do it. Ethically, this is bad. I'm sorry, this is bad.
Listen, Glenn, I agree. It's a bad look. Should he have done it? If you're Chris Sale.
No.
Okay.
No, I would not have done it.
Yeah,
because
I'm a
you can wait a month or 6 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're gonna come back 4 weeks or 6 weeks later in 2021. That's the difference. This is not an emergency.
So it's more of a,
let me read for you the line. They've put up a block on the Curlin Job Institute website, okay, explaining what is going on right now in the Institute, what they're doing for business. I'm going to quote it here. We are only available in person to evaluate and treat urgent and emergent issues.
Okay.
That's all they're doing. And so out there, they're part of
And you have a doctor that said, okay, I consider this urgent. I'll do it for you. Do you want me to do this surgery, Chris? No, I don't want you to do it, sir. Because I don't feel right. I would do the surgery. If the guy said I'll do it for you in a state where it's not illegal, I would
do
the
surgery. Is it ethical, though, guys? Is
Again.
It ethical when other people... So, for an example, there are ventilators in
why,
that hospital
why is
that
the state
Cedars-Sinai
needs.
Maybe
we should be criticizing the state of California. I mean, why is it okay?
Well, I agree. If we, in Massachusetts,
but as long as it is,
28 states now have shut down elective surgery, so you can't get elective surgery. I told you, I'm in line for elective surgery right now for a rotator cuff. I can't get it done, and I shouldn't get it done right now based on what we're dealing with. And it's
right
painful.
Now.
What's that?
You don't need to get it done right now.
Oh, I'm in pain. But that's irrelevant. I'm in pain. Oh, geez, I'm in pain. Trust
Take some
me.
Advil.
But it's irrelevant.
Rub some dirt on it.
No. But, guys, you're laughing it off. But based on what we're dealing with,
your situation.
But they're moving medical personnel from hospitals like the Curlin Job Institute. They're moving the ventilators. They're moving stuff like this. I'm sorry. It's a real bad look for both the Red Sox and for Chris Sale.
I wouldn't even lump the Red Sox into this thing. This is a player decision 100%.
Maybe.
The Red Sox they're involved because he plays for the Red Sox.
Well, the Red Sox have a lot invested in this decision. They'd like to see him come back at the end of next year.
If he wants to sit there and like this is a bad look for them, like this to me, with any surgery, it is 100% the player's responsibility. When he gets it, how he gets it, I mean, based on the options that he has available. Because I can tell you, if I had a knee, if I had like some sort of ACL, PCL, and I had the opportunity to get it done, and rather than wait a month, I'm using it. I'm a professional athlete. These are the opportunities. They're special circumstances. Yeah. You know, and here's the other thing. If I get hurt, I get an X-ray that day, that minute. Right away, I go in the locker room, and
you
there's
guys
an X-ray
are special.
Machine. I get an MR.
You're making my point. Thank you. You're special.
Your point is that there's something wrong with it. My point is that there isn't.
No, my point is that there are special people that do get priorities out there. Right now, with a pandemic that we're dealing with, I'm not sure that's right now. The priority list should be who's in the most dire need of help right now. And a Tommy John surgery, the Red Sox could have done this maybe 6 months ago, 9 months ago. We kept on hearing that they were going to do Tommy John surgery. They didn't. They waited. They thought rest would take care of it. So he can't rest for another 4, 5, or 6 weeks before he has the surgery. So we can give the beds, we can give the equipment to people right now that need it for a pressing need where people are dying. Come on. This makes no sense. No sense. Legally, he can do it. I get all of that.
Again, your complaint seems to be to the state of California.
All right, let's get to the phone calls.
Dr. Neil Eletrash.
We'll get reaction.
But if I'm the player and I got all that on my side, I'm doing it.
Okay, I'm reading stories here from hospitals around the country where they can't do cancer surgery, tumor surgery. They can't do MRIs, can't do CAT scans, brain scans of people who they believe have tumors right now. We're putting everything off because of the fear that we have of them contracting the COVID-19. And we're sitting there with a special athlete, and I agree, they get priority, that he might have to wait 4, 5, or 6 weeks for Tommy John surgery so we can pitch next June instead of next July? I think it's ludicrous. That's all. All right, we get to the phone calls. Your reaction, 617-779-7937. Next.
Back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
You have a doctor in California that's willing to do it in a state where it's not illegal to do them right now, or they're still doing them. Why would you say no?
I already said that. It's legal, but Dr. Andrews is sitting there.
So should he have done it?
He is quoted as saying,
you don't think he should have done it?
It's not ethical.
Do you think he should have done it?
Okay, it's a yes or no answer.
Dr. Thomas Gill is doing the same thing.
No, he's
in Massachusetts.
We just want you to answer the question.
I'm trying to answer.
No, you're bringing it Thomas Gill. We don't care what Thomas Gill has to say. Well, we want to know what you have to say.
Christian, there's a difference between legality and ethics.
He's dancing. It's like a TikTok right now.
There's no dancing. There's no dancing. Legally, he can do it.
Should he have done it?
No.
Okay.
No, I would not have done it.
We got there.
Very simple. Very simple. He's within his right to do it. The optics are awful. Awful. Especially when people are dying out there. Awful.
Bad do you optics. See much backlash towards him?
I don't know. We'll start taking the phone. Yeah, there's been backlash on social media. Yes. Yes. I've seen a bunch of it.
I want to read.
I'll guarantee you Shaughnessy's going to write something about it because he was tweeting about it today.
Now you're in trouble, Chris Sale. Sure, Shaughnessy's going to write something about
you. Asked if there was backlash. And I
yeah,
you the
I don't count Shaughnessy. He's just going to go the opposite. The wind's blowing this way. He's going to go the opposite
He
way.
Was bored with that article the other day. So I want to read what Chaim Bloom had to say because he addressed this. He said, needless to say, these are not normal times. As a society, we're facing difficult challenges. We knew that the schedule this or any surgery would not be routine, that there might be scheduling or logistical difficulties. He went on to say it was important for all of us to do this in a way that would not place any undue burden on anyone suffering because of coronavirus, said Bloom, who spoke with Alitrash to get that assurance. Where it's apples and oranges when you're talking about this as opposed to something that's life-threatening. We know this is not life and death, and that there are people who are suffering in situations that are life and death. So he talks to Alitrash, and he wants to be assured, you know, that they're not getting in anybody's way. Alitrash says, yeah, no problem. Come out to California. We're doing these. I'm doing this. I'll do it. So what? No, we don't feel it's right. Chris, sorry, there's a doctor that's willing to do the surgery, but we don't think you should do it because we think it's a bad look. If he's willing to do it in a state that's still willing to do it, then you do it.
Because he's special. And so there might be somebody else for example.
Ask Alitrash or state of California, I guess.
No, there might be somebody else that needs a hip replaced or whatever, and they're just a blue-collar worker who's out there and can't do his job right now because of his hip. And they're not doing that because they're doing very few surgeries. He goes to the top of the list because he's special.
Well, there's other
that's all I'm saying.
That are getting it done.
It's life.
Reading it right now, University of Pittsburgh, as of Friday, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, Virginia Hospital Center in Arlington, Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami, as of Friday afternoon, is still performing elective surgeries. So, you know, I mean, whether that's right, whether that's wrong, there are people in some hospitals in some states that are still receiving elective surgeries, just like the state of California. So we went to the doctor. Andrew's not doing it because the state of Florida is not allowing it. California is. He went out there and got it done.
All right, let's get to the phone calls. We'll get your reaction. We start with Jay in Connecticut. Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Jay.
Hey, listen, Glenn, I absolutely agree with you. And I'm not sure, like, I kind of just got in on this conversation. But, for instance, you know, Lou and or Christian, can you guys tell me why Marcus Smart got tested for the COVID virus?
Because he came in contact with Rudy Gobert.
Okay, was he showing symptoms and signs? Did he have Did he have a fever? Was he fatigued?
Jay, I don't think they should have been tested.
Yeah,
the entire NBA.
Again, listen, I'm in the medical field, right? Today we had two patients of mine on my unit that got tested and positive. Am I getting tested? No, I'm expected to go to work. I'm not special. I only get tested when I
okay.
Come
once
down
once
with
again,
a symptom.
Once again. I mean, this is.
Well, hold on a second.
I understand that there's some serious issues going on, but let's just try to stay with Chris Sale.
But hold on, if the
doctor's willing to do the surgery in a state that's willing to do it, should he have done it or not? I understand what's going on, and it's awful what's going on in the hospitals right now with the doctors not being tested, not knowing what they have, not having enough equipment. It is awful that the NBA players are being tested, you know, weeks ago when nobody could get a test. It is awful. But I'm just talking about one incident.
95, if not 100% of the NBA players, because of Rudy Gobert, got tested.
Yeah, and that's wrong.
Within a few days.
And that's wrong.
We have millions of healthcare workers right now that are in direct contact.
Stay on point, Jay. I agree with you. That's wrong.
Not getting tested.
That is wrong.
So is there a special treatment going on?
Apparently in the state of California, no, because they're still doing them. Just like they're doing them at the Pittsburgh Medical Center, Virginia Hospital Center, Jackson Memorial Hospital.
Two different situations we're talking about.
I know. Why are you bringing up the other one? Try to stay on point.
Because when I turned on, you basically said that people aren't getting special treatment, and they absolutely are. They absolutely are.
I said that he is getting special treatment.
Yes or no? You just said the same thing. Yes or no?
I said that he is. I also said that it's fine. I mean, I understand. It's ethically, it's probably not correct, but if I'm him, I'm doing it.
Here's the thing. Hold on.
That's a different story.
That's my point.
So the Marcus Smart analogy is, I think, immediately.
No, you're not him. You're a talk show host.
Is a bad analogy. The Marcus Smart is because, in my opinion, those guys are high risk. Around a lot of people, and this is before, wasn't this? Didn't he get tested before they shut the entire league down? So they did not shut the entire league down yet.
Yeah, I think that was days after.
So to me, that is like one of those things. Well, you're not sure if the season's going to go on again. You want, okay, listen, if we're going to have a season, let's test all the players.
They got tested after, though, Christian.
Okay, so even still, I think it's fine. These are guys that you didn't know if they were going back to work.
They were wrong to do that, Christian.
I don't see anything wrong.
It
doesn't mean that you're not sympathetic to the other people. You realize that if this business, and it's a business, right? So Marcus Smart is basically a commodity. He's a walking, talking human being, but they need him. He's a widget. They need to stick him in there to make the gears go. So they need to make sure he's healthy.
Let's not turn this argument whether Chris Sale should have Tommy John or not. Try to spin it like I don't have sympathy in what's going on in hospitals or I agree with what the NBA did with testing, because I don't. I think what's going on with the doctors is awful. I feel like they're not getting the help that they need. Let's not try to spin it because I'm saying Chris Sale should have Tommy John surgery out in California in a state and a doctor that's willing to do it. With those other things. Don't spin it that way. That's not what we're talking about.
And nobody's spinning it.
Well, he did.
You're saying what you're saying, and nobody is spinning
he
it.
He did.
Here's Josh in a car. Hello, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, Josh.
I just want to say I agree with you, Glenn. He shouldn't have gotten the surgery like right now. You made a great point about the construction worker who's making $50,000 a year who needs his elbow for his livelihood. Chris Sale's getting $145 million guaranteed. That's
not
more money than any of us will ever sniff in our life. Like, he's set. If he doesn't throw another pitch in the major leagues, he's all set. This guy who might need surgery for his livelihood should be able to get it. And we're living in crazy times, obviously. This has never happened. But, there shouldn't be any priority, any special privileges, anything. Even if it's illegal in California – and they're allowed to do it, you're right. It's not necessarily ethical.
All right, the livelihood argument is a bogus one. It really is. Because you can't use it. He's guaranteed $145 million. It's not going to affect his pay. It's not going to affect what he can do for his family. But all of those other people that are not getting the opportunity to go in and get elective surgery are facing huge ramifications down the road.
I'm just looking at the board. Glenn is a baby. Glenn is full of crap. Glenn is an idiot. And you went to the two calls that agree with you.
I've gone to the calls in order right now. I've gone to look at them in order. Here you go. I'm going to Dave right now. He's been on for 13 minutes and 41 seconds.
Who cares about
Dave's
how long
you've
been on?
Go ahead, Dave.
One of the better callers.
Go ahead,
what's
Dave.
What's going on, guys? I think these people are starting to lose their minds a little bit here. I have no problem with him getting the surgery for a few reasons. Number one, it's not like there's some kind of surgical procedure that you can get to either cure the coronavirus or stop it from spreading, okay? So it's not like he's taking up a surgeon that could be doing something for somebody else involved
that's,
in the virus.
That's wrong. You're already wrong right there. And again, I'm going by what doctors are being quoted.
Well, Elitrash is not.
When they're talking about this stuff, okay? So this Curlin Job Institute is part of Cedars-Sinai. They're all sharing equipment. They're sharing ventilators. They're sharing beds. It's all part of it. So they're using the facilities that are in this part of the institute. Christian has been treated there. This institute only deals with broken bones or ligament damage, stuff like that. Okay, probably very similar to New England Baptist as a whole wing of that. But they're part of a bigger operation. So the personnel, the medical personnel, and the equipment are all being used because we are under a national emergency. And California's got hit bad. That's not true. That's what doctors are saying. James Andrews is saying that. One reason he's not doing it right now.
Andrews is doing it because the state shut him down. The state hasn't shut down Elitrash or that place. Maybe they should, but they're not, and they haven't.
So if he wasn't getting surgery, they would be using that same surgical room for something else other than surgery?
No, but probably masks and everything else could probably be shipped to the other hospitals. I'm just saying, I mean, if anything, yeah. Again, maybe it's a state of California issue. But, and Glenn, you said that, I mean, my whole point is that if I'm Chris Sale, I'm getting it done. That's the whole argument. Until if it's legal and people are willing to do it, I'm going to do it.
Listen, I'm not complaining about that. As I told you, he has a right to do it. I don't think he should do it because, again, the optics are absolutely terrible here. And when you have other doctors who are in that field who are questioning that you're taking away medical personnel and equipment for people that are in dire needs of it, it is even a worse look. Let me go to Steve. Steve's in a car. Go ahead, Steve.
Glenn.
Yes, sir.
Glenn, I've been listening to you for a long time, man, and, you know, you are a fraud. You know damn right well, if you were in this situation and you had the ability to use whatever pull you had to get to the front of the line, you've been doing it your whole life, Glenn.
I have not.
If I go to Davio's and I can't get a table.
well, now we're talking differently. Now you're speaking differently. Okay, you got me there. You got me.
I can't get a table, can you?
You got me. You got me. Unless the place is
Unless there was only one seat left and Greg Hill wanted it.
That's a good point. Greg would get that seat before me.
And to speak to Glenn's, you know, popularity and influence, I can guarantee you the guy's got a jacked up shoulder, right? Jacked up rotator cuff. If anyone could finagle a way to get surgery, Glenn could. He would be He would be one of those guys. He can't do it. He's not doing it. That's his decision, right? So, I'm not going to say, you know, Glenn's more popular than Chris Sale, but you know just as many people as he does. And I can guarantee you can go find a doctor. Yeah, you don't think you can find a doctor?
I think Chris Sale's got a better shot of getting it done. My point is,
and that's why Glenn doesn't agree with him, though. Glenn thinks that he shouldn't have gotten the surgery. Glenn thinks that the optics are bad. Correct. You know, my point is that Glenn could have gotten a surgery also, and he chose not to. But in Mass, it's different. He can't even get in. But if it was in California, I wonder what Glenn would be doing. I think he'd be in a sling right now.
I've got 34 TVs in my house. They're all hot there. Why do they point it back at me? We're talking about Chris Sale. Here's Bob. Bob's in Worcester. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. All right. Well, the last caller kind of stole my thunder a little bit. But, Glenn, I just want to rip your stupid little mustache off your chubby little face.
Okay. Well, it's a separate. That's a separate issue. It's a separate issue. We'll make that into a little game someday, and you can do it. We're talking about this subject right now with Chris Sale. Should Chris Sale get the surgery? Should he have gotten the surgery?
Why not? But that's the thing. What? Just hang on. Can you not interrupt me for like 30 seconds, please?
No.
I know that's your thing.
I can't help it.
It's
a problem I have.
No, seriously. These guys are specialists. They are surgeons. They're not yanking surgeons and throwing them in the ER. Yeah, I know they're going to be using masks and gloves and stuff. But other than that, if they're not doing surgeries to repair ligaments and all that stuff, then they're pretty much useless.
Hey, Bob, do you watch TV or read anything online? Do you realize what's going on in this world right now? Do you have any clue?
I'm very ignorant to what's going on in the world.
It seems it. You couldn't find my mustache to pull it off because you have no idea what you're talking about right now. What are you talking about? Elective surgeries are not being done in this country, Bob. There are a lot of people that need them. There are people that have cancer right now. They can't go in and get MRIs, CAT scans.
Yeah, they can't for a specific reason. They can't get MRIs because they have a compromised immune system. They're not going to put them at risk to go into a very infected hospital, idiot.
So good you could talk. Such a high level. Rich is in a car next up here on OMF.
Thank
Rich.
You for listening.
You're welcome. Hello, Rich.
The other guy was hey guys, on longer.
Good. How are you?
Great. Hey, you know what? Just because you can do something in life doesn't mean you should do something in life. And, you know, now's not the time. A sale could have held this off. It's really a situation that, you know, just because it's, you know, and something might be legal or you have every right to, you really, really shouldn't have it this time.
Because it's legal and you have every right to, you shouldn't.
Yeah, because you can, Lou, doesn't mean you should on a lot of things in life. Yeah, that's true.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Lou, maybe he can sign a few body bags before they zip him up. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure. We're definitely keeping it with Chris Sale's Tommy John surgery. We're not going off into other avenues. Yeah.
The one thing I would say about Chris Sale, it would not surprise me at all if he understands and sees how this thing ends up playing out and he doesn't do something to help what's going on. That would not surprise me at all because I think we've seen this with him in the past. We've seen him up close and personal working with those kids with cancer with the Jimmy Fund.
No, that
wouldn't surprise me. It's terrific. That's all I'm saying. He has a right to do it, but under what we're dealing with right now, I just don't think
he
can do it.
Better judgment. You think
he can't,
better judgment.
Can't do it.
Well, I mean, that's fine. To me, this isn't me trying to convince you that I think that's a legitimate point of view based on just, you know, your personality.
So you're not going to rip my mustache off?
No, I know. I'm not going to be all violent with you. I don't know. I just feel like this one is just, I guess maybe it's Lou and I being professional athletes. You know, maybe that's what it is. Maybe that, you know, we know how important it is and how scheduling.
How important
timing.
You are.
Well, I mean, sorry.
You should get to go. Yeah, no, that's my
what
point.
What if you lost your voice?
Well, I'm just
what
saying.
What if you're losing your voice? Oh, my God, please, yeah. Lord Jesus, let him lose his voice.
You know, I named three different hospitals that, as of last Friday, are still doing elective surgeries. So if you live in that area and, you know, you need to get your knee done or whatever, your shoulder done, you know, and you live in that area and they're still doing them, should you not?
Here's the problem. He's living in Naples, Florida. Mm-hmm. In Naples, Florida, we're in a stay-at-home policy in the state of Florida. And he got into a private jet and flew across the country to Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So he did something because he's special and because he has the income to go and get a private jet. He can circumvent the laws, circumvent the rules. And that's what I'm talking about. You guys are special. And so the regular people out there are the ones that are not going to get the same advantages. I think we all understand that and recognize that. I'm just saying in this case with Chris Sale, could have waited 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks. It means he would have come back maybe a month later next year. Is that a big deal? I mean, the optics would have looked a lot better if he came out and said, you know what, guys, I need. And I'll say the same thing about Noah Syndergaard and others. Guys, I need it, but I'm going to wait because right now we're dealing with it. Right. We're dealing with a bigger issue right now. Okay. That's all I'm saying. All right. We take a break. We're right back at the phone calls at 617-779-7937. Should Chris Sale have undergone this surgery, Tommy John surgery, yesterday out in Los Angeles? We get back to the phone calls next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.